Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. Have you found your one way to maximize your income, or are you limiting your income with distractions? Here's what I mean. I recently had a client that I was talking to the other day. One of his coaches spent a lot of time and money on this stretch certification. And he said, Laura, he's not doing so well. I'm letting him kind of run his program inside of my facility. He's really struggling to get clients. How can I help him? And here's what I said. This is a distraction. You need to focus on your one method for getting clients and the one thing that you're going to sell them. And you're going to keep focusing on that until you reach the income level that you desire. After that, then we can add on upsells. Then we can add on additional programs. So maybe you have a large group training facility and you're thinking about adding small group training or personal training. Maybe you're thinking about adding a specialty program, for example, one for seniors or older adults. And quite frankly, unless you're taking home a kick-ass salary from your gym, these are all distractions. Multiple programs mean multiple marketing, multiple delivery systems you have to manage, multiple people that you have to manage in different ways, which makes it increasingly complex to scale. Simplicity scales. So my question for you today is, are you capping your income right now? Are you capping your profit margins and your revenue inside of your gyms by getting distracted with other revenue streams?